Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, and Robin's nearby. She's getting settled in here.
I'm here.
There you go, baby.
I'm actually back. You'll hear the leftovers in my voice. I'm sorry for that.
We'll just get you talking as much as possible.
Yeah. Do not let your grandkids give you RSV.
No, it's not a fun thing.
Oh, it was rough.
What's this been, 3 weeks?
Yeah. Well, it was a week and a half of being sick, which went the two Saturdays.
Right.
And then the steroids and stuff they put me on.
Oh, that was last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't fun. But
that was Alan's hardest part, was me and the steroids.
Yeah. Yeah. Steroids and Robin do not play well together. But, you know, she doesn't sleep well with steroids.
I don't sleep well ever.
Well, you don't sleep well ever, but especially with steroids.
And of course, I was sleeping this morning and somebody woke me up.
That's true. I woke her up about
3 minutes,
10 minutes ago at the most. Yeah. So she'll be right along here, folks.
I'm in a good mood. I'm great. It's just, this has really been a rough ride.
Yep, I know it. So we're glad you're back, and I'm sure our listeners are glad to hear from you too.
I'm glad to be back.
Yes, indeed. Your task today, Robin, is to give away 2 muzzle loaders.
I know. I'm trying to find my neck lights.
Your neck lights. I got it. Okay. Well, good luck with that. Welcome, everybody. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. We talk about wildlife. We talk about firearms. We talk about, every now and then, we talk about rules and regulations and a little tiny sliver of politics. But you know what? We hear that day in, day out. So this is your rest from that. This is your respite. This is your vacation, your break from all the issues that, are out there that are affecting us on our daily lives. This is your chance to get relaxed and get set and get out in the outdoors, at least vicariously. If you can't actually get out there, you can, maybe you've hunted and fished in the past, and maybe you'd like to. So we'd like to bring you some of those good thoughts about, just getting out with, in God's nature and enjoying yourself. So, and I don't use Mother Nature. I use God's nature, because when I go to the outdoors, I see the nature of the Creator, not the natural world, but His nature. You know, how things interact, how things grow, the life cycles of the animals and the plants, and how the birds, a little tiny one ounce bird, a little tiny wood sparrow or 2 ounce bluebird or something like that is able to survive and thrive in some of the worst conditions. And, you look at that and you say, man, who put this all together? It's God's nature. That's me. And I consider every time I'm outdoors a blessing. Whether I see something, whether I harvest something, whether I get a shot at something or not, I always see something that makes me smile. The other morning I was in the stand. What morning was that? Thursday morning. I thought, boy, this is going to be a beautiful morning. Barometer's rising. Nice cold temperature. Clear day. Things ought to really be happening in the woods. Well, that was Thursday morning. Nothing happened in the woods. When I was there for a couple hours, from daylight on till, I guess, 9 o'clock, something like that, I did see a beautiful barred owl go floating by. I got to see bluebirds, and I got to see a bunch of little birds working in the I call it the underbrush, which, they're on the forest floor. They're digging for seeds or whatever they're looking for to eat. And, I just enjoyed my day. Didn't see a darn deer, kept waiting. But nothing happened. So, but I still had a good day. It's been an interesting deer season, particularly for me. Now, my son-in-law, he's taken a couple. He hunts a farm in Dorchester County, and, you know, as the farmers are here on the shore, they want as many deer taken as possible, and he's been doing his job. I think he's taken three antlerless deer so far and one antlered, but I'm not sure how that all worked out. There are, you know, deer damage permits on the farm, so I think we're good there. But
we're set for meat.
Yes.
You are set for meat.
Yeah. Well, if we want it. Yeah. But I'd still like to take one and put some meat in the freezer myself. I feel that's part of my job. So, but, he's done well. Grandson was down in the first day. Like 5 minutes into the opener, he saw a nice 6-point, pushing two does up through the little finger of woods. He said, it was a nice deer, but he said, 5 minutes into the season, let's see what happens. He let it go, and those were the last deer he saw. So I have seen, seriously, in five outings, and they're not all long ones. Most of them are 3-4 hours. In five outings, I have seen one deer that wasn't even on the property that I hunt. So it's been a little slim for me. But you know what?
Is that the picture you sent me?
Yeah. No.
You did see one doe somewhere.
Yeah, that was on the way out. That was at the end of the driveway across the road on the other farmer's property. But that was after the hunt. That wasn't during the hunt.
I know.
That was through the windshield.
She was laughing at you.
Yes, indeed, she was.
She was.
It looked like a little button buck, it might have been. Button bucks are, man, they're all over the place. So
that's a good sign.
That's a good sign for the future. Yeah, that is a good sign. You're right. But a lot of them go down because, you know, they're not that bright. They walk in and, you know, they hang around. They're pretty fearless, and they just kind of, you know, they just kind of don't make it because of their, you know, I mean, mom's out breeding. You know, she's in estrus. She's getting ready to breed. Kicks him out. He's wandering around. He doesn't know where mom is. He doesn't, you know, and he just wanders. So, but they are tasty, I can tell you that. So, but you know, good luck out there today. It's raining a little bit here on the shore. Probably some areas heavier than others. It's going to rain through midday. This evening might be a little better with a cold front coming through. Tomorrow morning may even be better. You know, so.
Except you're on.
What?
What are you on this weekend?
What, Christmas duty?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. But if you're sleeping as hard tomorrow morning as you were sleeping this morning,
you'll be back before I wake up.
You might not see me till 9 o'clock. But no, we got Christmas duty. We're going to get a Christmas tree and get some of the yard decorations assembled and put out. And
yeah, we're going kiddie this year.
Kid-friendly. Yeah, kid-friendly on the yard decorations.
And the tree. It's the first year I'm not putting family ornaments on the tree.
Yep. We're going kid-friendly on the tree, too.
All plastic balls and stuff.
Yeah, because we lost a few last year. With the kids. I don't know. Did any of the animals take out any of the...
We didn't have Joe yet.
Oh, we didn't have Joe. That's right. Oh, she's going to be fun, too.
So, yeah. There's obsession with animals and children under the age of 5 with balls this year. So we're going to do all plastic balls. And it makes sense.
It'll be fine.
It's going to bother me, but it's worth
it. It'll be fine. You'll see the lights. The balls will be nice and shiny. You'll be all right.
Lots of lights, though.
Yeah, lots of lights, lots of decorations on the mantle and that type of thing. So
we're going half and half, too. We're doing artificial in the front and real in the back.
Yep, that's true, too.
And even the artificial tree is pre-lit, but we're going to add more lights.
Exactly. You know, we didn't do a live show since before Thanksgiving. So, you know, you want to catch people up on our Thanksgiving coming up here in the first break shortly. So, or do you want to talk about the muzzleloader contest?
Because I have not worked on it yet. Let's talk about Thanksgiving and then I'll... Then we'll talk about the muzzleloader contest.
Okay, that sounds good. You mean when we come back from break?
Uh-huh.
All right, we can do that. So let's start out by talking about Clyde Sports Shop. I stopped by there the other day and had a nice conversation with Mike. Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. Mr. Clyde's off on Wednesday, but we had a good conversation about scopes and rings and, you know, that type of thing. Great selection of that kind of stuff. You know, I say at the end of every commercial, gunsmithing and scope mounting, and I needed a set of rings, and we did some shopping. So anyway, Clyde Sports Shop, they're located in, some people call it Halethorpe, I call it Lansdowne, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. 21227 is their zip, so maybe somebody can clear that up. But we've been saying Lansdowne for 30-some years, so we'll stick with that. You know, they are your full-line Browning dealer. Browning Firearms are, in my estimation, none better. None better than the great Browning Firearms. I have one. I have an A-bolt high-powered rifle, which in 300 Winchester mag, which is just extremely accurate, and I love shooting it because the recoil is not there. But I'd like to tell you about a high-powered rifle called an X-bolt. Extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. It comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers. It has an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. Once you put one of these in your hands, once you shoot a Browning firearm and X-bolt, you're not going to want another deer rifle, that's for sure. Now, as far as shotguns are concerned, for the average guy, they like a pump shotgun. Newly designed stock with a new look is the BPS, the Browning Pump Shotgun. The BPS field model features a larger trigger guard, so you can get in there with a glove, you know, a matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver. Bottom ejection, which I like, because if you're a waterfowl hunter and you're jacking, you know, empty shells out as you shoot, they're going straight to the bottom of the duck blind, straight to the bottom of the goose pit. They're not flipping out the side. They're not hitting, you know, your buddy's not getting hit in the face with a hot cartridge or a hot, you know, ejected shell. Satin finish walnut and pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Why not? Synthetic stock models are available for the BPS. So there's two guns from Browning, two of the most popular, two that I'd like to tell you about, the BPS Field Shotgun and the X-Bolt High-Powered Bolt Action Rifle. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Website is clydesfishinggear.com. They are open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. And, of course, all the fishing tackle you need. And plenty of stuff to give for gifts is Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, Backyard Billy's. We've been talking forever about Backyard Billy's and about those wonderful gas fireplace inserts like Robin and I have right here. But you know what the preferred thing is right now, according to the folks at Backyard Billy's? Wood stoves and pellet stoves. Wood stoves and pellet stoves. And it's being affected by decisions made above my pay grade about natural gas, propane, and fuel oil, things like that. So they're looking at wood fireplaces and wood fireplace inserts. Now, the same people that make the gas fireplace inserts, the company that we have is Enviro, they make a wonderful pellet stove. They make a freestanding and pellet stove insert. These are automatic pellet stoves, of course. The company called Regency makes a great wood stove and wood fireplace inserts. That's another brand that they sell. You need to check that out when you think about your alternate heating source or even maybe your primary heating source nowadays. A wood stove or a pellet stove from Backyard Billy's. Now, Backyard Billy's also sells the pellets as well. They don't supply the wood, but they've got all the accessories. They have just a boatload of accessories at Backyard Billy's. And they are located, let me tell you where they're located. They're located, they say Kent Island, you know, kind of sneaky. It's Graysonville, BackyardBillies.com. You can read about all the pellet stoves on their website. The phone number is 410-827-4500, 827-4500. They are open 7 days a week. Route 50, coming from the bridge, Route 50, exit 44 in Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue. You will love the selection of Backyard Billy's heat sources, the wood stoves, the pellet stoves, the gas stoves, and everything else. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills.
Let's talk to Glenn up there in Chester Town. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Glenn.
How you all doing?
Doing good.
Doing better. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Is it raining in your way?
Yes, yep. It is. Yeah, not very heavy, just kind of sprinkling a little bit.
I thought I heard a couple of dribbles.
yeah, it's not horrible. So were you able to get out for deer season yet?
Yeah, I went last Saturday morning evening, and I went yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Yesterday evening, I didn't see anything. The first day, I saw four, but the time I got the gun up right, looking through the scope there, too far away.
Yeah, that happens. That happens.
Did you have a nice
yesterday,
Thanksgiving,
Glenn? Yesterday, I didn't see anything.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's okay. No day away. It's almost like a Sunday.
Did you get to eat some turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I will tell you something, Glenn, in talking about Thanksgiving. Alan made the best turkey I have ever tasted in my entire life, and I give him total props.
Well, thank you, baby. I appreciate that. It was all in the brine.
It was all in the brine. And it was so good.
And the customization of the brine. Maybe we'll talk about that if we get a little time here. So, yes, sir. So you going out today or tomorrow, Glenn?
If it's raining, I don't know if I did. Is tomorrow a Sunday hunt?
Yeah, tomorrow's open. You're in Kent County?
Yes.
I have the chart right here. Let's see. Private land. Tomorrow is open with a side note. Legal shooting hours for deer are 1/2 hour before sunrise to 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Open till 10:30. So great. There you go. And that's also... for the January 8th season as well. Now here in Queen Anne's County, let's see, Queen Anne's County, private only. We are open. So we are wide open tomorrow. Caroline County is wide open tomorrow. Talbot County is open till 10:30, and let's see who else. Anybody else here on the shore just open till 10:30? Wicomico and Worcester are open. Wicomico is only open till 10:30, but Worcester is wide open. And Somerset is wide open. This is what happens, you know. I was involved in Sunday hunting for 5 years, is my tenure as executive director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And we had a meeting with all the groups, all the potential groups that would be affected by Sunday hunting, the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and the Maryland Horse Council, who's been the continues to be the major opponent to Sunday hunting here in Maryland, negotiated that in that meeting. And we reached a conclusion that all Sundays all across the state would be open all the time. And they negotiated in bad faith. And the agreement did not go through. And it was based on the decision made by the Maryland Horse Council, who, you know, sent a representative to the meeting to represent them. And then when that representative went back, they countermanded what he negotiated. So it was a bad deal for hunters, and it's all because of the Maryland Horse Council that we have these stupid 10:30 closings.
So,
yep. So the answer to your question, Robin, is no.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. So, Glenn, there you go. We're going to let you go. Good luck out there today and tomorrow morning if you go. It's supposed to be a little nicer in the morning. So we'll talk soon. Okay, buddy?
I guess the rain's supposed to taper off around midday, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought I heard.
Yeah, midday. So you'll be able to get out there this afternoon. That's
Alan weird. Will be hanging Christmas stuff.
Robin, don't push it.
Okay, catch you guys later.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Good to talk to you, Glenn. Take care, buddy. Let's talk to Rudy, Ken Island. Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
Hey, Rudy. Long time.
Good morning. Good morning. Robin, very curious to hear your voice. You sound pretty chipper.
I am chipper. Look. It was a long, hard road. This is a chip for me.
Well, now you have the opportunity, you can put Alan to work hanging a Christmas decoration.
That's what he's doing. So excited.
Yeah, deer season. Yeah, hanging Christmas decoration.
Yeah, look at a slight change of subject. You were talking earlier about all the things that you enjoy in nature, all the little things when you're out bow hunting or gun hunting.
And except squirrels.
Yeah, black squirrels. I got a bunch of those here.
Except squirrels in the woods.
Yeah.
Why don't you like squirrels in the woods?
Why don't I like squirrels in the woods? When the leaves are dry, they sound like the biggest herd of deer coming through the woods, and you look around and you don't see anything except some squirrel digging in the dirt or running.
Amazing how much noise it can make, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's not the squirrel's fault.
Yeah. Well, you got that photo, I assume.
I did, yes.
Mud crab. I was going to say, the little thing, for your listeners who don't know, I volunteer at an environmental center over here on the shore, and some of the programs we've run for school kids, there's a couple of aquatic programs, one called Catch a Bay Critter and one called Remarkable Oyster, and with my background, these things are just a natural fit for me.
Sure.
But what I love is like the saying from Forrest Gump, when you pull a fish net or something like that, you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly.
I mean, all kinds of crazy things. Like that mud crab, people probably are familiar with mud crabs. I'm not sure they've seen them. But it's really cool because we've got that particular one is called a white-fingered mud crab. And if you look at the claws are white. And it's one of five species we have in the bay. Again, people, you know, pass right over them. Understandably, they're inconsequential.
Yeah.
But to see those things, we have a program on with the oysters, and we try to show the students all the little critters that people probably never in their lifetime, even if they're fishermen, probably never see because they're so small and minute,
right.
And they really don't play a role in their fishing activity. But there's fish called blennies and gobies, skillet fish, and of course we have oyster toadfish.
Yep.
And a little factoid is the oyster toadfish lays the largest single egg of any fish in Chesapeake Bay.
Really?
Yeah.
They live inside an
oyster shell. The old dead oysters called a box. The hinge is still intact. They go in there and they lay their eggs on the upside of the oyster shell.
Really?
Yeah, this is, you know, a whole bunch of small bullcrap that nobody really cares that much about, but I just love the minutia, the little things that, you know, that make up this bay ecosystem.
Exactly.
Rudy, the programs they have there and that place is absolutely beautiful, and Alan and I support that a lot.
Yeah, they're doing, and this year I've seen dates, but I haven't seen what the subjects are going to be.
Well, as soon as you know, let us find out.
I will do that. I spoke with Alan, or did I email you about, the program is called Creepy Crawlers. It's for little preschoolers. There's one next, the week after next, on deer. I was wondering if Jameson would be interested and available.
On deer, Robin, he's talking about.
I understand.
Yeah, I think I sent that to you, but I'm not sure. You were busy yesterday.
That might be something Jameson's really interested in. Well, I'll find out. He's hit and miss right now. He's that age. Well, like I was saying, the program is really great. But to have you there with all your knowledge and stuff just enhances it unbelievably. So
it's a lot of fun. If I found a second home after 30 some years with DNR. So.
Very nice.
Well, I just wanted to say good morning.
Well, good morning, and appreciate the call. We need to do coffee. I know. You know, Uncle Dale's probably listening out there. We want to get together for coffee here before the Christmas holiday rolls around, if that's okay with you.
That would be wonderful. I'd love to see you guys.
All right. You got it, Rudy.
Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for the call.
I
agree with what you said, and thanks for the picture, too.
You're very welcome.
And thank you for the facts. I love them. That's
okay.
Great. That's amazing.
Yes, the knowledge is great. So.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
We didn't talk much about the muzzleloader contest for December. We're going to take names for that today. All they have to do is call in, leave their name and number with Aaron, the name and phone number, go on the air with us.
In about 5 minutes, we're going to do the random drawing.
We're going to do the drawing for November, a week late, but that's every year because of the pre-recorded show on the first day of deer season coming in the last Saturday. I want to tell you something about last Saturday as well. Pennsylvania opened up its deer season on the same day as Maryland. Normally, you know, you could hunt Maryland, and then if you felt so, you know, if you felt the desire, you could hunt Pennsylvania the following Monday. Well, they've opened both now on the same day, and they've also opened their doe season in conjunction with their buck season. The deer processors in Pennsylvania were overwhelmed. Our deer processors here in Maryland were really busy. Some of them were overwhelmed because of the harvest on the first day. But even as far as St. Mary's County yesterday, Pennsylvania hunters are calling the deer processors and saying, hey, we need to get some specialty items done. Our butcher can't take us even for a week. Can you take some boned out deer meat and make some bologna and sausage and stuff like that for us? I mean, the overabundance of deer meat this year is unbelievable. And in part comes to do with Pennsylvania and Maryland opening on the same day, which is, you know, something new. Congratulations to our buddy Dave, who took a nice 8-point on Saturday in Pennsylvania.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Our buddy Dave.
And he came back to hunt the evening hunt in Maryland. So that's a long drive from northern Pennsylvania to Maryland, but he made it back in time to hunt in the afternoon. So I guess he got that deer pretty early. Yeah, it's fun. Well, you remember a couple of years ago, I took a sicka stag in the morning and went out in the afternoon and took the buck that's hanging over your head in the afternoon. So on the wall there, that nice big buck. So, yep, we are nuts. We love our deer hunting. It's our passion. So, we're going to take our second break, and when we come back, we'll pick the winners for not only the regular muzzleloader contest, but we'll also pick the youth winner. So, let me find my paperwork here. Sometimes that's more difficult than anything is finding what I want to say, as opposed to, here it is. Okay. Hey, I was over at Burris Tire Service the other day. Had a nice conversation with Brent, and getting tires on next week. We have that all set up and picked a set out, and we're good to go. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 here in Easton. That's where the locals and beyond get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40. Your garden tractors, your lawn mowers, your wheelbarrows, your farm tractors, and any farm equipment as well. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including, you know, that check engine light comes on. They'll diagnose what caused that to happen. Not only do we diagnose it, but they'll fix it. Yep, whatever that is. They have 24-hour truck service and much more. That's kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. And Robin, too. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And we will be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
All right, love Hank. Gotta love. They quoted him on a Baltimore News Channel today, Robin.
Uh-huh.
You only get mugged if you go downtown, country boy.
Uh-huh.
They quoted him on a Baltimore News. It seems to be happening more and more.
Jeez.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, guess what? Time for the big reveal, baby.
Okay.
All right.
The adults.
No, wait a minute. We're giving away two muzzleloaders today.
Right.
On the adults, we're giving away an Optima. All right. Let me tell. I gotta find it. I'm sorry. There we go.
I thought I wasn't gonna be ready.
Well, I'm the one that's not ready. Let's see. I want to describe this gun accurately as it came from. As it came from the manufacturer, CVA. So today's gun is an Optima, modeled after the CVA's top-of-the-line Acura V2. The Optima V2 rifles feature the same trigger guard-actuated breaching lever, internal parts, and trigger. All Optima V2 rifle models featured in the CVA catalog and on the CVA website feature stainless steel or nitride-treated stainless steel barrels. And in CVA's quick-release breech plug, which is finger-removable, 100% ambidextrous stock, and a crush-zone recoil pad. You've got a gun with more quality features than any other muzzleloader rifle in its price range. 26-inch barrel, the Optima V2 is easy to maneuver in the tree stand and comfortable to carry in the mountains. It comes to standard with a Durasight dead-on one-piece scope mount and CVA's solid aluminum palm saver ramrod. That's what they're getting today.
That's the adult.
That is the adult. Who is the winner of the adult contest?
John Siska.
John Siska. Congratulations, John. I think John's been listening for a long time, and now he's a winner.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now we have a Wolf. A Wolf muzzleloader left over from the 2021 contest. Brand new muzzleloader. Donated back. Kept here. Safe. Camo model. Stainless steel. And the Wolf is a great muzzleloader, not only for a beginner or for an entry-level muzzleloader, but we're giving it away to a youth under 16 contest winner that has been nominated by some adult in the family, whether it's been a parent or grandparent or uncle or whoever it might be. We had a number of youth entries, and we're very pleased to announce the winner of the youth muzzleloader contest as
one of two brothers.
Uh-oh. I guess they'll be sharing.
Yeah. Let me share, maybe. Hey, Chase Marin.
Marin. Chase Marin.
Is that wrong?
Harford County. That's great. His dad, Chris, is a good guy. He takes some nice deer. He has a couple deer in the record book. So,
And they hunt together.
They do hunt together.
That's so awesome.
Yep, they sure do. Well, great. And how old is he?
Chase is 11.
Uh-huh. How old is his brother?
15.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? I think his brother will be happy for him because he'll get to use it for sure. All right. Well, congratulations to John Siska and to Chase Marin, and we will be making sure you get those muzzle loaders here ASAP. We'll be calling everybody after the show, unless one of you guys are...
If you're listening, call us.
If you're listening, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is the phone number. And I think that was the first time we gave the phone number today. So
We need to perk that up.
Yeah, we gotta keep putting that phone number out there. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody on the line there, Aaron? Not right now. Well, you know what? People are either sleeping in because it's raining, or they're out, getting in their deer stand. I unfortunately, and Robin and I are here doing the show and sacrificing Saturday mornings like I've done for the last 34 years. I can't complain. I've taken some nice deer over the years. I really have. Not necessarily the first day. I got a deer on the first day last year, and I've taken plenty. That one over the fireplace is a first day deer. The one in the dining room or living room, wherever it's at right now, was a muzzleloader. the one that fell off the wall. That 10-point is a muzzleloader, not first day. The one, the big 6-point right there over your head, he is not a first day deer. So you don't have to take them first thing the first day. But I've taken a few, and the 10-point rack on a, no, that's a Euro mount in my office. That was exciting. sat there all day, 11:30 in the morning. I saw some action up, you know, a little bit away from me in the woods, and it was a lot of deer. And I think the whole thing before it was over, there were 17 deer all together. The first 11 came in, three of them were bucks, and I wanted to shoot a buck with my 30-30, the same age as me, manufactured 1954, Winchester Model 94 30-30. Had it in the stand with me, had the 270 as well, just in case the deer were out there. Well, these deer were out there. Little did I know they were going to run directly to me and stop at 25 yards. I had the 270 in my hand. The buck stopped broadside, shot, biggest buck in the bunch, nice 10-point. And I was very happy for it. The only bittersweet part of that is that I would have loved to have taken that big buck with my 30-30. I've taken bucks with my 30-30 and 32 Winchester Special, the pre-64 lever action 94s. And I enjoy it. I enjoy shooting them. The old eyes aren't as good as they were before with the open sights, but, you know, it's always fun to take something different. And so... 210 points off the same farm, I'm happy. Cecil County. Anyway, that's me. 410 WCBM 680. Call in, go on the air, and get entered in the December muzzleloader contest. The December muzzleloader is the top of the line, 45 caliber, Acura LR. And if I can get back there and find that description of the LR. The Acura LRX is our longer-barreled Acura muzzleloader. The LR stands for long range, featuring a 30-inch nitride barrel, nitride-treated stainless steel Bergera barrel. The LRX is designed for the hunter that wants the extra velocity that longer barrels provide, making longer-range shots a bit less difficult due to decreased drops. Perfect for the western plains or the eastern bean fields, the Acura LRX is available in Vail, Wideland Camo, or Real Tree Hillside Camo, both matching with matching Cerakote barrel finishes. That's what you're going to get next time in December, the Acura LR-X in 45 caliber. I'm sure that will be a welcome treat. Who do we have on the line?
Two people.
All right, let's see. We have Paul in Ellicott City and then Wayne in Harford County. So let's talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning.
Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. What's up?
Nothing. Welcome back, Robin.
Thank you very much.
It's
feeling a little bit better.
I guess I was just going to go for the entry, cut things short. I'm going to send you a video. I live in condominiums right here in Ellicott City. I think you know the area. It's 108 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbor above me, you know, she loves, I don't know if she's doing it to bother me, but, you know, I think the thing is you don't want to feed wildlife
general
with human food, right?
Right.
Now, I don't know. She feeds these birds. She's got this bird feeder out there. Well, that bird feeder, you know, sure, you're going to feed birds, but you're also going to, everybody else joins in the conga line, like
sure.
The fox and the deer and everybody. Now, maybe I guess bird food, it doesn't hurt deer. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's a grain. I mean, you got sunflower seeds, which are very good, you know. So
it's not bad for their diet?
No. Yeah, it's all natural stuff.
Well, then good. Oh, God bless her then.
Yep.
All right. I'll still send you the videos because this year, man, there's been like plenty of bucks back there.
Yeah.
Please send it. You'll be happy to see it.
A lot of activity. Well, like I say, it's nice to hear you and Robin, and good luck with everybody.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you so
it's
much.
Nice talking to you, Alan.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
Wayne in Harford County. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
Well, I'm just driving my way home from work this morning and listening to you guys on the radio, and I want to give a shout out to my buddy Rob, who spelled me this morning, and he really enjoyed listening to you guys every Saturday morning. And I wanted to enter a contest for the muzzleloader, and just just let you guys know that you're appreciated out here.
Well, thank you.
That was very nice. Makes us feel good, believe me.
Yes, indeed. We like to hear that every now and then. We're not, you know, every now and then we just like to hear that, you know, we're entertaining and informative and, you know, have some good guests and that type of thing. So, yes, glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Glad for that nice comment. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. You have a great day.
You have a super day. We'll put you in the contest.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How about that, Robin?
Very good.
Yep.
Makes my day.
Yes, indeed. I went by Backyard Billy's yesterday and saw on the sign that they're having an end-of-season sale. I didn't call because it was late. I didn't think there'd be anybody there, but that, you know, their sign on the road says end of season sale. So that might be something on a rainy morning you want to go check out when you're checking out all the stoves and barbecue grills and that type of thing at Backyard Billy's. They have a new line of grill called a Memphis wood fire grill. It's called IntelliBurn technology for the ultimate in performance. I'm not sure what that all means, but I think that you can do just about anything with it. It's got indirect and direct flame cooking. It's all stainless steel convection cooking. If you want to cook a turkey in a convection oven, you can sear, you can smoke, you can bake. These are all stainless steel grills. They're gorgeous looking things. I'll show you the brochure here in a minute. They're pellet grills. And they also have the different cabinets that match the grill. So if you decide you want to build an island on your deck or in your yard, they've got the drawers, the cabinets, and then they actually have the island options. Look at that, Robin.
What?
Look, can you see that picture there?
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool? So the grill is actually on the island. There's a drawer underneath. There's drawers on the side to keep, you know, and everything's stainless, so you can cook right outside on your deck. It's beautiful. And it's all at Backyard Billy's, the Memphis wood fire grills. What do you think?
I think it's great. You told me we might get a new grill next year.
I'm thinking about a new grill next year. Yeah, we'll see what happens. So, yeah, this one's seen a good life. You know, we've had this grill, 5 years now, I think.
It's made it longer than any of our other grills.
I'm a nut about keeping it covered up. So, anyway, Backyard Billy's. Visit backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. They also carry the Traeger, the Big Green Egg, and the Kamado Joe grills as well. Great Christmas presents. Your backyard's just going to look great with Backyard Billy's. That phone number again, 410-827-4500. Make sure you stop by or give them a call. I'll tell you about a couple more firearms from Clyde Sports Shop. Waterfowl season right around the corner. Everybody's complaining. Well, they took, you know, two weeks off the season this year, and, you know, hopefully we'll get two geese back next year and all this stuff. Well, you know, the avid waterfowl hunter, he's not going to give up. He's going to shoot, and he's going to enjoy his time in the field, even though it's 30 days or whatever it might be, one bird. There's a shotgun called the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. Comes in Mossy Oak camo. It's an autoloader shotgun built just for waterfowl hunting. This thing goes to your shoulder just like butter. I mean, it's beautiful the way it mounts onto your shoulder. Comes in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It's got a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil on the Maxus. You might want to check that one out from Browning. The A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Again, Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blade Camo, fiber optic front sight. The humpback receiver, just like Grandpa's old A5, ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive auto loader shotgun, soft recoil, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Both are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full line Browning dealer. Check out all the Browning firearms at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's Popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's all set. They got the bug boy out.
The bug boy.
The little fellow's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Let's go to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay.
Hi. Good morning, Alan and Robin. It's nice to hear your smiling voice again.
Thank you. It's finally smiling.
Hey, I just wanted to, well, A, get in the contest, but also to let you know, last week I got a letter from the youngster who won the tackle box.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
I donated back. He drew a little picture of him fishing. And
oh man, that's got to do your heart good, right?
Oh, it did, absolutely. I'm gonna take a picture of it and text it to you during the week. It's home on my desk, or I would do it now. But that was really cool.
That's awesome. Oh. I am so glad.
Man, that's really nice. That's really nice.
There goes the music.
Yes, sir. Yep, time marches on, Clay. You're welcome to stay over if you want to talk further on the, you know, on the other side. That's up to you.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I'll call you next week. Have a good week.
Please
you
do
too.
It. Look
okay,
forward to that picture. Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Robin.
Everybody, get out. Stay safe. Enjoy the day. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the season.